I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus, with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about one of the most important research fields in technology. It is called nanotechnology. It is the science of making things unimaginably small. But there is nothing small about the problems that scientists hope nanotechnology will solve.
Nanotechnology gets its name from a measure of distance. A nanometer, or nano, is 1,000 millionth of a meter. This is about the size of atoms and molecules. Nanotechnologists work with materials this small. Many experts credit the idea to physicist Richard Feynman. In 1959, this Nobel Prize winner gave a speech. He called it, "There's Plenty of Room at the Bottom." Mr. Feynman discussed the theory that scientists could make devices smaller and smaller, all the way down to the atomic level. Although he did not use the word nanotechnology, the speech got many scientists thinking about the world of the very small. But for years, this idea remained only a theory.
At the time, no way existed to record structures the size of molecules. Not even electron microscopes could do the job. But as the 1980s began, two researchers found a way. Gerd Binnig and Heinrich Rohr worked at a laboratory in Zurich, Switzerland. They worked for IBM, the American company International Business Machines. They invented what they called a scanning, tunneling microscope. This permitted scientists to observe molecules and even atoms in greater detail than ever before.
Once they could see nano-sized structures, the next step for scientists was to find a way to create their own. By the middle of the 1980s, scientists had increased their research on carbon. They were interested in the ability to use this common element to make nano-sized structures. Carbon had already been engineered in chemical reactions to make long polycarbon chains. Today, the result of carbon chemical engineering is everywhere in the form of plastic. Scientists in the 1980s wanted to create nanostructures from carbon atoms. In 1985, Robert Curl, Harold Kroto, and Richard Smalley succeeded. They aimed a laser at carbon. This powerful light caused some of the carbon to become a gas. The scientists cooled the gas to an extremely low temperature. Then they looked at the carbon material that remained. They found, among several kinds of carbon, a molecule of 60 atoms, carbon-60.
Carbon-60 is a group of tightly connected carbon atoms that forms a ball. It is a very strong structure. This is because all the atoms share any loose electrons that might take part in chemical reactions with other atoms. This kind of molecular carbon can also appear with different numbers of carbon atoms. There is also carbon-70, for example. For their work, Robert Curl, Harold Kroto, and Richard Smalley received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1996.
The next nanostructure development came in 1993. Japanese scientist Sumio Iijima of the company NEC developed carbon nanotubes. These nano-sized objects are really six-sided atomic structures connected to form a tube. They are extremely strong. Scientists believe that someday nanotubes could replace the carbon graphite now used to make airplane parts. Soon after this discovery, researchers started to think about using nanotubes to build extremely small devices. In 2003, IBM announced that it had made the world's smallest light. Researchers used a carbon nanotube attached to a silicon base. They sent opposing electrical charges down the tube. The reaction between the charged particles produced an extremely small amount of light. IBM says the wavelength of light produced could be used in communications.
Nanotubes appear to have many different uses. Scientists at the University of Texas at Dallas have developed a way to make a flat material, or film, out of nanotubes. The researchers create a super-thin film by chemically growing nanotubes on a piece of glass. They use another piece of sticky material to remove the film of nanotubes from the glass. When the film is finished, it is only 50 nanometers thick. That is about 1/1000th the width of a human hair. The material is extremely strong, and it carries electricity as well. Researchers think the nanotube material could be used to make car windows that can receive radio signals. They also believe it could be used to make solar electricity cells, lights, or thin, movable displays that show pictures like a television.
Nanomaterials are already being used in some products. For example, materials using mixtures of nanomaterials are being used to make sporting goods, like tennis balls and tennis rackets, better. Soon, nanomaterials could be used to improve devices that reduce pollution released by cars. Similar technology could be used to warn of the presence of poisonous molecules in the air.
Computer scientists hope developments in nanotechnology will help break barriers of size and speed. In 1965, electronics expert Gordon Moore recognized that computer chips, the engines that drive computers, would quickly grow in power. He even thought of a way to measure this progress. He said researchers would double the number of tiny transistors on a computer chip about every 2 years. A transistor is a device that controls electrical current. That statement is known as Moore's Law. It has proved correct for more than 40 years. Mr. Moore would go on to help start the company Intel, one of the world's leading computer chip makers. And Moore's Law is one of the most talked about scientific barriers.
In 1971, Intel created a computer chip containing 2,300 transistors. In 2004, Intel made a chip with 592 million transistors. But current technology has reached its limit. The next jump to 1,000 million transistors will require new discoveries in nanotechnology. Researchers are trying to solve the problems of creating nano-sized transistors. In 2002, IBM announced that it had created the world's smallest transistor based on the element silicon. IBM said that the transistor was 4 to 8 nanometers thick. In 2005, researchers for the company Hewlett-Packard wrote about the problems of creating nanotransistors in the magazine Scientific American. They said transistors are often measured by the distance between the middle of two current-bearing wires. Their nanowire transistor measured 30 nanometers in size. They said the smallest transistor currently used in a computer is 90 nanometers. But making nanotransistors small enough to meet the demands of Moore's Law may be years in the future.
Although nanotechnology is exciting, there are concerns about the safety of super small structures. Scientists and environmental activists worry that nanomaterials could pass into the air and water, causing health problems. There is reason for concern. A study by NASA researchers found that nanoparticles caused severe lung damage to laboratory mice. Other studies suggest that nanoparticles could suppress the growth of plant roots, or could even harm the human body's ability to fight infection.
The Environmental Protection Agency says there is not much known about the effects of nanostructures in the environment. This is because the laws of physics do not work in the same way at the level of the extremely small. The EPA recognizes that this could mean that there are unknown health risks involved in nanotechnology. The government is expected to spend about $39 million on research meant to investigate the health risks of nanomaterials. But that is less than 4% of total government spending, which will be more than $1,000 million this year. Many environmental groups say at least 10% of that total